Hey, podcast listeners, thank you so much for just taking a few minutes out of your day to listen to this episode today. Hey, I would love it if you would consider subscribing to this and also leaving a rating and review. That would mean so much to me. Thank you guys. Have a great rest of your day. Well, hey everyone, thank you so much for joining me on this episode of the Find Your Money Path show. I'm excited to be joined by a guest today, and her name is Beth Smith with Magnolia Organizing. So thanks for joining us today, Beth.
I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about what you do and about your company, Magnolia Organizing.
Well, I think it says a lot about what we do is that organizing is in the name, but you know, organizing goes from so many different parts of your life. We do today we're going to talk about paper management, but we do closet cleanup. We clean up basements. We help seniors that are transitioning from big houses to small houses by organizing that move and trying to get folks where they need to go. Kind of runs the gamut in between. Many people who call me are feeling overwhelmed. They don't know what to do with their paper. They don't know what to do with their closet, their basement, their attic. So we just try to help eliminate the overwhelm and get them started on a path where they feel like they're back in control of their life and their house.
So, and I think that's a good differentiation to make. You're not just working with the people that you'd see on the TV show Hoarders. You're working with everyday people who just want to get more organized and some more structure around.
Right. In fact, many people who think of organizers think of people who are on Hoarders. And honestly, that's a very specialized niche of what organizing is. At this point, I don't feel like I'm qualified for that. But many folks will say, I'm a hoarder. And the reality is they're probably not. They're just a little overwhelmed. So that's right. What we tackle.
Right. Well, let's jump into the topic today. Again, we're talking about paper file management, which, you know, when it comes to finances, I mean, it is 2018, so more and more stuff is moving digitally. But I mean, think about how much stuff there still is in paper that we receive and that we, you know, statements that we get. So what I want to do kind of initially before we jump into some of the practical pieces of this conversation is just talk about why is, you know, being organized with papers and files, why is that important to your finances? So the one thing that I would stress is that I oftentimes when I first meet with a new client, we spend, you know, the first session, just getting organized and just collecting, you know, what are your interest rates? How much are your balances? What are all your debts? Have you pulled a recent credit report? And that's just in that 1 hour. But a lot of times my clients will spend hours outside of that trying to find and track down all these details when they're probably in a pile somewhere. And if it was organized, this would make this process so much easier. And so, you know, what I've seen is this can actually slow momentum down as someone's motivated to reach out to someone for help on budgeting or paying down debt. Just the kind of the slog, you know, of getting all these details can slow people down. So that's why it's so important to just do this up front and just stay organized. It makes it so much easier and it's so much less stressful on the back end. And I think also being organized or unorganized gives us an excuse, just another excuse to not pay attention to our money. And so I just think this is a great topic and I think it's very important. So Beth, let's jump into some of this. So let's talk about the different types of paper, the different types of files that can pile up at home. What are they? What are some of the common ones that you see?
So the bulk of what we see is stuff that comes in the mail. There's two big places that produce paper for families. One is the mail, and the other is coming in from school or outside organizations. So those things are kind of different, and we manage those a little differently. But what we find is when families are busy, they can't keep up with them, and the piles start growing, and they become huge, insurmountable obstacles. During tax season, I can't tell you how many tax-affiliated folks that I talk to that reiterate the concerns about finding all the paperwork and where is it and how can we get it? People bring bags of paperwork in and then they all paw through it. And of course, your tax accountant is going to charge you for that time spent. So we have We talk about things that come in the mail. What do you get? You get bills, you get RSVPs, you get credit card company offers, you get insurance documents, catalogs, coupons. All those land in a pile that don't really have meaning. Mm-hmm. You know, a coupon is a lot less important for you than your tax receipt, but they all land in that same pile often. We found bags in people's closets, like Target bags full of things in people's closets because they were cleaning for a party and they forgot they put all that in there under the sofa, you know, because paper just is everywhere. And then we have the other big manufacturer of paperwork is business and school. And a lot of particularly moms and dads that have kids that are doing soccer and camp and paperworks and mementos and things like that, field trip reminders, all those things have another place that they need to land. So we often, you know, when we do a sort, we're trying to figure out where all these pieces of paper are coming from and get our arms around how to help the family put those back together in a meaningful way and then deal with them in a simple way.
Mm-hmm. And you know, there's even some types of files, like, for instance, you mentioned tax documents. Some of these you need to keep for, you know, 7 to 10 years, or at least that's suggested given like audits and things like that. And so, you know, that's a lot of times, you know, I think we think, oh, I filed my taxes, I can just get rid of it. But that's why it's important to even know some of these, like, how, you know, how long do I need to retain some of these documents? So I do want to just mention, you know, we'll have a link in the show notes here where you can actually download a quick PDF just to show you some of the different types of documents that you need to keep. And it's sorted by the length of time that you ideally need to keep those for. So walk us through, you know, you've got a step-by-step process. Walk us through how to get organized with that process with files.
Well, I think for my clients, usually they want to think that this is, you know, they want to just have some easy functioning way to make this work. And so I give them 5 easy steps to doing it. And the first thing we do is I ask them, do we have all the paper? And honestly, I ask that several times because often we do find paper in nightstands, paper in the hall closet, paper in the desk drawers, you know, various kinds of paper. But we want to see all of it to make sure we're attacking the problem correctly. And then I go, I usually get just some sort of sorting equipment. And the easiest thing that I've found is I go to the dollar store and get these trays. These are food trays. And I don't know if you can see my file there, but each one I will label up. This is an action file. We're going to talk about how important that one is. And then we, you know, we find some major key places that we know we're going to have, right? Taxes, medical bills, bills. Retirement pieces of paper, a lot of, I get more retirement paper than anything else, I think. And then, you know, we have medical, just various things. So we put these, just put a sticky note on. This is not a fancy document. This is just a sorting tool. And then we'll just pick up some papers and I've just gone around my house because I have them too. And we'll just sort through these, you know, coupons and business files and, you know, business receipts. I have to put those in a bin so I can get reimbursed. Memberships for things. I've got an RSVP here. I have to deal with that. So I'm putting that in my action file. And we usually do basic bills and things like that, and then an action file because we want to separate the things that we need to do something to, right? There are things that you've got to handle. You can't just file them. And so they go in a separate bin, and we start working that through. Now, the nice thing about using a system like this is that most people that I work with have a good size stack that they're sorting, and we'll do things, and they hate it. Honestly, they hate doing it. So we'll do some fun things. We'll do I call it a power sort, and I'll time them for 10 minutes, and they'll just sit there and file through, and we've got these bins set out, and we file through them and do as fast as we can, and we stop after 10 minutes and take a break. And then we'll do it again and do some more power sort to get this done. But we might not always get done, you know, in one particular setting. And it is kind of mentally taxing to be sorting constantly, but we're just doing a macro sort. We're doing the big things, the 5 or 6 big things, and all the action items go in the action file. Then the nice thing about this system is because they nest on top of each other, right? Once we're done and taking a break, we just set them on top of each other, right? They're all still sorted. and we set them aside and we come back to it. So that way, if the next time we're going to do another power sort, everything's already sorted and it's ready to go. And that's how we handle the first bulk of those papers.
That's, yeah, and I can see the benefit of that. I love that idea of the power sort, because mm-hmm. it's like, okay, this isn't a task that most people want to do. And so mm-hmm. let's do it in short bursts, and let's try to get to the finish line in short bursts. I think that's helpful. And then, you know, again, if someone is doing that and they go to work with a financial planner or a financial coach or a CPA, you've got a tray, boom, here are my bills, here are my taxes, here are my retirement statements. I just can carry this right to that appointment.
Right, and if that's as far as you go and you don't make a fancy filing system, mm-hmm. you already have that macro sort ready to go. Instead of paper bags or Target bags, yeah. you've got that ready to go for your financial advisor.
Yeah.
If that's as far as you go.
And I always like to think about just the idea of, kind of like the thought process and the emotional stuff behind even this topic, is when you feel like there's, like, I'm looking at my desk right now, you can't see it, and I definitely will not show you. I got a stack of papers.
Don't worry, I get that a lot.
I have a stack of papers right here, and just even looking at it, I don't even want to, you know, address it, and I just feel stressed out thinking about it. And so, again, if you're like that with your financial files and papers, that's even more of a reason to just not pay attention to it and just ignore it. And that never leads to anything good. So,
I'm an organizer by trade, and it didn't take me long to find a stack of papers for our demonstration today.
Yeah.
So it's everyone has this challenge.
Yeah. And I think even, you know, again, I've mentioned this before, but even though we're in 2018, I've noticed I get more mail than I did a few years ago. So I think
that's true.
The pendulum, I think, is it's always shifting, and you know, I will probably go back to paper at some point because people will be nervous about security and all this good mm-hmm. stuff. So it is interesting to think of that.
So. Yeah.
Well, is there anything else, Beth, that you'd like to share today to the audience?
Well, I think the other things that I'd like to take is, like, once we've done this macro sort and you've got this sorted out, obviously the next step is to take each one of these files, these sections, like medical bills. Maybe you want to separate those into separate files with the family, or just keep them in one. Make your life easy. We do recommend a filing system. It's called the Freedom Filer, which is a very easy system that everyone can implement. I used to do them all myself and create them from the beginning, but most people just don't have the patience for that, and I don't either anymore. So it's an easy system that self-purges, so that's another system that, you know, obviously, if all you get is this for your taxes, you've already made a lot of progress. But the next section is obviously dealing with putting this paper away, you know, the paper that is something that you want to create a file for. And then the most important piece is getting back to this action bin or file. And I usually try to keep it looking different than the others, because that way it doesn't get lost into the mix. And we want to make sure we handle the things that are in this action file. Lastly, and I recommend for my families that they keep that somewhere near the mail sorting. Mm. And then the other thing I recommend for my families that they have an out-the-door file. Now, we either put that on a kitchen countertop or by a back door, those files that you put on the wall, like lateral files or something. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, it's the last day for soccer sign up and we can't find the paper. You know, we've got to have the field trip form, and where is it? Mm-hmm. So what I often recommend for my family is everyone gets a slot in the out the door file. And of course, it's their responsibility to grab what's in that slot for them to go that day to school or to work. So those are the three, you know, file it away, have an action file, and have an out the door file in order to make sure your family gets the papers where they're supposed to go. And I think those are my three really key places for you to get this paper.
That's great. Yeah. I mean, that's actually sounds like something I probably need to do for my own, even my business files and my own personal stuff. So that's a great tip. So,
well, and I think that what I want to make sure, though, I recommend to my clients is that it's simple, right? We try to make systems that are simple, not complicated. So let's not work so hard. Let's make it easy for ourselves to get those things done.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I know this has been helpful. So thank you for joining us today, Beth. I know we'll do more of these in the future. We've got some other topics planned. So
yeah. I'm looking
forward to that.
That'll be great.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. Thanks so much.